What's good about it? Of course, some of these points aren't actually good. Natural ecosystems have declined by a half in the last 50 years. Current rates of land use change merely represent managed decline. Between 1950 and 1970, the global marine catch tripled and over 99% of formerly important species have been depleted. Only 3% of the world's water is fit for human consumption, and 99% is either frozen or underground. Water development has become the hydraulic mission of the modern era, to meet every new demand for water. Blue carbon habitats, such as marshes, mangroves, seagrass beds, etc., are among most prolific carbon sinks on Earth, but there's growing alarm over ocean and coastal grabbing. Excessive trawling of the seafloor results in 1.7 billion tonnes of CO2 being released, as much as the entire aviation industry. Human impacts should be kept within planetary boundaries to avoid triggering tipping points or thresholds that can lead to irrevocable changes in the entire Earth system. Economist Kenneth Boulding in the 1960s argued that the Earth is finite, a concept he called spaceship Earth. He suggested that we need to transition to a spaceship economy that respects those limits. By contrast, the cowboy economy is reckless, exploitative, romantic, and violent, based on the principle of unending frontiers. The total capital stock of the world is physical capital, that's roads, buildings, etc., human capital, that's skills, education in a workforce, and natural capital, which is land, forests, water, etc., is sometimes called ecological capital. Natural or ecological capital provides us with ecosystem services. The social cost of carbon is a measure of all future damages associated with a ton of greenhouse gas emissions, translated into today's money. This is how we should tax emissions. We have yet to see signs of a major energy transition away from dependency on fossil fuels. The main reason, believes Dieter Helm, is the underpricing of fossil fuels. We need to phase out harmful fuel subsidies, as well as those in fishing and agriculture. Underpricing of the natural landscape leads to what economists call rent-seeking. If natural resources are simply viewed as a reserve to be tapped, the costs of exploitation are considered negligible, but the profits, or rents, are substantial. This combines with the underfunding of nature to contribute to a broken system. What you have to watch. This is a serious academic book running to 300 pages, and so could be too much work for the casual reader.